This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as today we continue our study of the inspiration of the Bible and its all-sufficiency. In this series of lessons, we are affirming that the Bible is the will of God, that it is inspired, that its very words are inspired, that it is inspired in all of its parts, that every book of the Bible is inspired, every chapter of the Bible is inspired, every paragraph, every sentence, every word, every letter of every word. Now, as we think about the inspiration of the Bible, we certainly would recognize in God to be the infinite being that He is, would not give us a book that is not sufficient to meet our needs, our spiritual, moral, psychological, emotional, knowledge needs. The Bible does all of this. Why should we study in regard to the all-sufficiency of the Bible? I want to suggest to you, first of all, my friends, that we should study it because of what is happening in our world. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, the Bible tells us that we should be prepared, be ready. You need to make the preparation to do it, to give a defense to everyone who asks your reason concerning the hope that is within you, yet with meekness and fear. That is, every Christian, every child of God, ought to be prepared to give answer to anyone who asks him, why are you a Christian? Why are you living the Christian life? It is not enough to simply say, well, I happen to like it, or that's the way it seems to me. We should be willing to give public evidence, what might be termed evidence that's available to everybody who has the honesty and the zeal to be willing to search for it. It is not a matter to say, oh, well, I felt good one day, and I decided that I would become a Christian, or I felt a warm glow, or I saw a cloud formation, and I decided that God had called me, or something of that sort. This is a matter of evidence. It is a matter of truth. We can show that Christianity is the religion of God, and we can do it in the face of the strongest and most able atheist or agnostic or skeptic of any sort that the world has now produced or has ever produced in the past. So we should study these things because of what's happening in the world, things which relate, I might say, especially to young people. Because what happens to the young people, of course, not only affects the soul of each individual, but what affects the future of our nation and even of the world. There are certain things that relate especially to young people. For instance, their immaturity, their difficulty in dealing with complex problems. And many times they go to universities and colleges where men of high academic attainment confuse them, not with truth, but confuse them with ideas that simply muddy up the water, ideas that these young people are not able yet to cope with. And we need to deal with things dealing with young people because of their insecurity. They are young, immature, not yet having traveled over the ground that many of us who are older have, and they're struggling to find their way and to find answers to the questions that confront them. They're struggling to determine even which questions are important and which are not. There's also the fact of their natural desire to conform to their peer groups, to want to be accepted by other young people, to not want to be laughed at, perhaps to not being willing to stand alone for that which is right, as certainly every Christian is taught to do. And they also have the tendency to rebel against the so-called establishment. There's a tendency in young people to want to rebel against authority of their parents, against authority of the civil forces in their community and of the nation, against the what might be called authoritarianism of traditions, what's been done in the past. The young have the tendency to want to try out something new, to launch into new courses, new roads that have not been traveled, and their lack of knowledge to cope with sophisticated philosophies. Many of us who live day by day, go about our jobs, we're not confronted with the kind of philosophical thought that young people in our nation, especially those in college and universities, confront day by day, or even that they confront in movies and televisions. Very sophisticated philosophies are woven into common, ordinary stories of everyday life, and they swallow these things without realizing that they're actually accepting that which is against God and the Christ of the Bible. But our time's gone today. I am so glad you've been with us, and I do hope sincerely that you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of the all-sufficiency of the Bible.